With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. It's the end of an era.
No crying.
Civil servants turned out Tuesday afternoon at the Government Administration Building to bid farewell to Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson. It was his final day in office. Government Communications invited staff to gather in the Government Administration Building cafeteria and outside the staff entrance ahead of a half-hour farewell moment as Mr. Manderson left the building to begin his retirement.
I'm almost lost for words, but I see how much the civil service love and respect me, and I want them to know that the feeling is mutual. Thank you.
Mr. Manderson is retiring after 44 years of public service, including 14 as deputy governor and head of the civil service. In other news, the Crown prosecutors opened their case against Neville Antonio Faulkner in the Grand Court, where he stands accused of using an ICT network to annoy, harass, or defraud the director of planning, Radio K-Man's Jebby Ebanks reports.
The charge relates to events in 2024 when it's alleged Mr. Faulkner sent an email using an address bearing his own name to the director of planning, Harun Pandui. The email reportedly contained photographs of Mr. Pandui's family, digitally altered with images of spiders and scorpions, alongside Bible verses referencing the killing of the wicked. Prosecutor Orrit Brown says the incident arose from a planning decision concerning a property owned by Mr. Faulkner. Following a fire service response to a home on Fern Circle back in August 2024, inspectors from the Department of Planning determined that the building posed serious harm to human life and safety. It was subsequently condemned, leaving its occupants homeless. In his testimony, Mr. Pandui, who served in his role since 2010, explained his responsibilities, including declaring buildings unsafe for habitation. He told the court that after receiving the call from the fire service of dangerous substances at the property, he dispatched a senior inspector and an electrical inspector. Their findings led him to deem the structure uninhabitable. He testified that he found a lengthy message from Mr. Faulkner containing the altered photographs of his family. The email, he said, also had been sent to multiple recipients, including the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office, the Russian and Chinese embassies, and several local government officials. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
In other court news, a money laundering case was briefly mentioned in summary court on Tuesday before being adjourned. Norma Scott Padilla faces two counts of charges. Prosecutors were not able to progress the matter, but the defendant is set to return to court on July 14th. No pleas have been entered. Mango Fest 2026 has given the Cayman Islands National Museum its biggest crowd yet and helped kickstart a new fundraising campaign. The museum says this year's festival drew about 1,000 visitors and 47 stalls, roughly twice last year's turnout, and a record 411 people came through the museum itself, beating its previous high during Cayman Art Week. Director Dr. Verily Poupe says the event also supports a new funding drive.
To get additional funding to support things like our upcoming exhibitions, programs such as this one.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump says the ceasefire with Iran is over, blasting it as scum after fresh exchanges of fire. Speaking at a NATO summit, he described Iranian authorities as sick and violent, saying he didn't want to engage with them. Mr. Trump also repeated his grievances with NATO, claiming members had failed to support him over his desire for Greenland and his Iran war. He lashed out at individual countries, highlighting Spain, with whom he said all trade should be cut off. In response, Brussels said it expected Washington to honour its trade obligations and stressed it would always ensure the interests of EU members were fully protected. French MPs have approved a bill that would automatically presume police acted lawfully in shootings. Ministers say the law will better protect officers who are in danger, but critics argue it gives them impunity for killings. The British telecoms provider Virgin Media has been fined $37 million for preventing customers from cancelling their contracts. The media regulator said tactics included putting customer phone calls on hold for no reason or deliberately dropping the line. Funeral ceremonies for the late Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei have continued in the Iraqi city of Najaf, one of the holiest sites in Shia Islam. Crowds of mourners followed his coffin as it was driven through the streets on a truck to the shrine of Imam Ali. Some chanted death to America and carried flags of Iranian-backed Iraqi militias. That's the latest world news from the BBC.